Can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
Yo, this is Black Tai Chi, the mic conductor, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in B Baby, BC.
Some Japanese surf rock with the real emphasis on the Japanese elements, which is really rare for surf music. Usually, yeah, people are just basically emulating Dick Dale, like no matter where they come from in the world. But yes, this is Takeshi Terauchi and Blue Jeans. The bands, yeah, they're the Blue Jeans. And that's from 1970. It's something I never knew existed, this Japanese surf style. So yeah, wow, I was very excited when I found this artist who has just been reissued on, well, that was reissued this summer, as have many of his albums. He started out really quite, well, wasn't that traditional surf music, like, but a bit more, yeah, what do you expect from surf rock? But then he goes into like prog and all this stuff as he gets into the 70s. But yeah, a little label called Sound Fuji, based in Tokyo, reissuing old and glorious music since 1931? What? Anyhow, yes, Sound Fuji. The song, by the way, was Tabusugata Sanin Otoko, and the album this is a tough one. Eleki Ippon Enka de Shubu. And yeah, that is doing a style called Enka, which is another kind of style of Japanese folk music. We earlier on the show heard the Minyo Crusaders, who are doing Minyo, which I believe is more like folk, like more like really old songs about, you know, the harvest and about all sorts of like normal stuff, you know, old problems in the old days, no rain, for example. And Enka is a bit more modern style, I think. That's just my limited understanding. So that was cool. I loved it. Once again, Takeshi is his first name, and Terauchi, yes, and the Blue Jeans. So before that, glorious Japanese surf, we heard from a very experimental guitar player. I didn't actually think it was guitar. Maybe it's not, but he's known as a guitar player. He mixes all these pedals and pitching, shifting, and who knows what he's doing. But yeah, Dustin Wong out of Los Angeles, who spent quite a few years in Tokyo as well. So yeah, maybe more keyboards on that one. But anyways, his new album called Gloria, named after his grandmother. And her name was Gloria Violet Lee Wong. And the note says, "Thank you, Grandma, for reminding everyone of their inherent kindness." That's so sweet. And the album cover is him as a newborn babe and his grandmother. I imagine the woman looking very beautiful. I doubt older than 40, but anyways, it must be his grandmother, Gloria. So yeah, Dustin Wong and his new record, which is just, I'm really amazed with his music, because I don't know how you make this kind of stuff. It's so like non-linear and non-seemed composed, but it is at the same time. So anyways, I'm just getting into his stuff. Dustin Wong. And before that, we started the set long time ago with, oh yes, it was Brad Meldow covering Elliott Smith's Tomorrow Tomorrow, featuring the vocals of Daniel Rawson of the band Grizzly Bear. And the album by Brad Meldow, Ride Into the Sun. Yeah, love letter to Elliott Smith. And turning his songs into like mostly jazz trio, it's something I never imagined would happen, but it works very well. Yeah, riffing, going into some improvisational parts, but yeah, somehow with Elliott Smith, even though it's very, his music's very composed and folk rock, like it works. And then there's this mandolin soloing in the background throughout the whole track as well. That also worked. So, yeah. Brad Meldow, Tomorrow, Tomorrow. And next, Wandering Rhythms. We're about 20 minutes from the great trip this week to Quebec City. But in the meantime, we're going to hear quite a bit more music. And probably no surprise that I'm into ambient music these days. A lot of stuff's been quite, like Dustin Wong, for example. Yeah, I'm like in a, like in serene stuff. And this is a project from Bangkok, Thailand. The artist is Sunju Harjan, or Harjun, and the album The Golden Triangle. So this is sort of like some house sort of music, dub mixed with, I think, a bit of folk, say some folk traditions, or at least the aesthetics of Thai folk music. So yeah, as the new gate opens, the rite continues, our reach into the fourth worlds and mystic imagination deepens. The Golden Triangle marks the first chapter of a two-part solo album by Siamese twins co-founder Sunju Harjun, the first solo release on his label. 2 years in the making, this deeply personal work reflects the extensive experimentation, collaboration, and grounding within an ethereal imaginary universe. Yeah, rooted percussion forms the foundation with haunting patterns that evoke visions of the past, and so on. So those are his words, and it was recorded entirely in Bangkok at TMM Studios. Let's check out the title track. This is The Golden Triangle by Sunju Harjun. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
Thank you.
Yes, that was the Love Me Nots out of Toronto, Ontario. Yes, an instrumental funk hybrid outfit of four gentlemen who just put out their second full-length album last year. That's called Ephemera. And we heard the track Riffapalooza. Riffapalooza. Let's just keep them going here while I'm speaking, if that's okay with you. Yes, the Love Me Nots. And before that, we heard from Caitlin Aurelia Smith, who based in LA but lived her formative years on Orcas Island, just across the border here in Washington State, one of the San Juan Islands, the one with the tallest mountain of all the Gulf or San Juan Islands. Yes, she started with very ambient, very analog synth music, but now has gone into a bit more like kind of techno vibes, and she's kind of masking her voice with different pitch shifting and stuff. So yes, Caitlin Aurelia Smith, her new album Gush, we heard Stare Into Me. And before that, we heard a couple tunes on the set. We heard, yes, from a new reissue compilation of a record label called Voix de l'Orient, a label in Lebanon from 1967 to 84. So that picks a whole bunch of songs from that label, and the album's called Une Voix M'appelle. And that's on Now Again Records, a specialist in reissuing funky old tunes. So we heard the song called Adayer by Adib Abu Antoun. Once again, Voix de l'Orient record label compilation from 1967 to 84. Yeah, featuring many different genres, some stuff that sounds like, yeah, the track we heard is more funk, then some certainly more Arabic folk influences, and yeah, cool stuff. I enjoyed that album a lot. Before that, we heard Sunju Harjun from Bangkok, Thailand, The Golden Triangle. We heard the title track from The Golden Triangle Chapter 1. So new stuff. Cool to hear something new like that. I mean, never heard Thai music that has this sort of electronic influence and sounding very mysterious and something ancient about it as well. So yeah, that was that. And we have time for one last piece of music before we travel to Quebec. Yes, that's right. Far, far away, but in the same country. Might as well be another country, though. I mean, the music is so cool, so different, so unheard over here on the West Coast. But yes, we're going to end with a piece of music by two Polish women, Sophie Birch and Antonina Nowaka from Warsaw, Poland. This is some very serene harp music and guitar before our fast-paced, exciting trip to Quebec. This is a song, the title track from their new record, Hirayeth, on Wandering Rhythms Radio. Sophie Birch and Antonina Nowaka.